Just So You Know podcast, here to give everyone a chance to let someone know just how much they mean to them. Welcome back, everyone. It's season two, and we have a very special guest with us today. Today, I have Taylor. Taylor has been a friend for a while now.
Yeah, like a year.
Like a whole year. That's kind of crazy.
Kai, I thought I've known you for like 5 years.
Are you serious?
I'm not joking. She's like, you seem like you've been around these people for like years.
Yeah. So, hey, you know, friendships that grow fast are meant to be. Mm-hmm. That's what I always say. I don't think I've ever said that before, but...
Yep.
It's the first time for everything.
It's worse to stay.
So, this is Taylor, everyone. Taylor, say hi to
hi.
All of our fans.
Hi.
Season two, I'm going to start with some rapid-fire questions for our guest. Okay? So, right Yay. When you think of the answer, just shoot it off the hip.
Okay.
Let me know what you say.
Okay.
It's a little just like get to know you game. You
oh,
know?
Okay,
yeah. It's
yeah.
it's nothing deep. It's just gonna
okay,
be
good.
some quick questions.
Yeah, we know deep conversations. I have to think about. For
yeah,
a few
not
hours.
Yet, not yet. Okay, favorite movie.
The Blind Side.
Wow, that's a great movie.
I know. That's. I know. I have another favorite one. Wait, no. Anyone But You, starring Glenn Powell.
Of course, there it is. Okay.
Specifically the Titanic scene.
Yikes. You got a timestamp for it? It's so specific.
No. I'll find that timestamp, though.
Favorite color?
Pink.
Like what shade? The viewers cannot hear that color. Holds mic to color of water bottle.
It's like color. It's like a dark pinkish with a little bit of red tones in it. That's the best way to explain it.
Okay, great. I would describe it as a hot pink. Disagreed. Okay. favorite actor?
Actually, Maya Mitchell, because I am a Fosters fan.
Okay.
And I also really like watching Good Trouble, but some of those episodes get spicy, and so I have to stop watching it.
That's valid discernment.
I just watched the appropriate episodes now.
Great. Great. I love that.
Which is not a lot of them.
Favorite song?
Gratitude by Brandon Lake.
Gratitude by Brandon Lake. What's your favorite part of the song? Favorite lyric?
Throw up your hands and praise you again and again. Just because when I'm worshiping, I like seeing all the, like I just like seeing all the hands go up.
All the hands in the air. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sweet. One of the reasons why I started this podcast was because I kept going into spaces, you know, at like volleyball, senior nights, and things like that, and people kept saying like, "You'll never know how much you really mean to me."
Yeah.
Like words can't ever describe it.
Oh.
And I was like, "Oh my goodness! Like, what if we actually like tried to?" You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I found this quote from J.B. Stern. She's just like a really well-known author. And she wrote, "Silent gratitude isn't much use to anyone."
But then I also like, I don't know how to explain. Oh, I also just like don't know how to explain how like sometimes I just don't know how to explain it.
Yeah.
And so, I don't know.
I think though that your favorite song being Gratitude kind of ties really well into the whole podcast theme, because the whole theme is like, how can we express our gratitude
mm-hmm.
to people, to God, to
mm-hmm.
Just anyone that's around
yeah.
us, things in our lives that have been mm-hmm. really cool. And because like literally like silent gratitude, I think when I think of that song Gratitude by Brandon Link, I think of the lyrics that say like, "Come on my soul, don't
yeah.
you get shy on me, lift up your song.
Yeah. Oh, you know? No, actually, that's my favorite lyric.
Because you got a lion inside of those lungs. Yeah. Get up and praise the Lord. And I'm like, oh, my goodness. Like, I think Brandon's lyrics are, like, tied into this comment.
Yeah.
And, like, this quote of, like, if we don't have a gratitude that's expressed, like, loudly or expressed towards something, it's like, what is that? What is that even helping anyone? Like, what's the use? Yeah. So when you think about, you know, those types of things, what are moments in your lives where you feel like gratitude has been expressed even towards you or like around you, or just like what's a moving thing that you've seen gratitude be a part of your life?
One moment that I shared the other day is I was at Grace Adventures. Love that place. But I walk in after putting luggage out for like 2 hours for these like tiny children that could definitely carry it on their own. And the first thing I hear is throw up your hands. And I'm like, great, I'm going to lose it. I end up losing it. Full on the floor crying. And these little kids that followed me around all week. I love you, Linda's Cabin. You're my favorite. But they just all surrounded me and just hugged me and like held me. And that was like surreal because you don't realize like, I don't even know how to explain it. Like you look at a 9-year-old and you're like, it's a 9-year-old. They're just going to act stupid, but you don't realize the compassion that they have for others. And I think that's really cool to view, especially like how I saw them grow that like that week.
What has been maybe something in your life that seems like a reoccurring theme that keeps like showing up in your life that you're like, oh my goodness, I know this is like something that I'm supposed to be taking note of, but also something that I'm like just really grateful that my eyes keep getting open to consistently?
Well, I don't have like a specific thing. I guess I just have like the repeated opportunities. Like for example, I applied for the Billy Bear nonprofit last year, didn't get in. It crushed me. Like I don't even know how to explain how I was feeling. Like I was so mad and I was like, God, why are you doing this to me? Like, not cool, dude. And this year I got in. The highest application score they had.
That's crazy.
The only person from the west side of Michigan.
Wow.
Everyone else is East Grand Rapids Catholic Central. Grand Rapids Christian, you know, and it's because of like people that like, because I know the intern there and she's like my best friend, and she was able to be like, not necessarily this is what we're looking for, but like I know you have this inside of you, you just have to pull it out. And she's been able to like pull out my weaknesses, because I had to think of my weaknesses the other day for Emma and I'm like, and she's like, self-doubt.
Oh, wow.
Like, not realizing your strong suits. Because I kind of, like, just, like, I'm like, okay, I can do it right here. But then it's like, oh, you can do it right here.
Yeah.
And I'm not able to realize that myself.
Oh, wow. So. That's sweet. But I'd say, like, a strength that you have is being able to, like, pull out of people their strengths, too. So it's kind of funny how those things kind of go in tension with one another.
Yeah.
If someone was to say, like, who is Taylor, like, how would you answer that question?
I don't know. That's a question I'd have to think about, because your God would have had a completely different response to what I'm kind of thinking right now. Because I'm thinking, like, I put myself, like, I want to give back to my community. Like, I want to give back to the community that made myself a year ago. I've been like, well, why would I give back to you people? They've made my life, like, so bad. And now I'm like, well, I want to do this because these people have made me.
Yeah.
Or I want to, I don't know, with the junior high. Like, I'm like, that, like, junior high was what it, like, a year ago. I've been like, that's the worst 2 years of my life. Why would I, like, want to pour into these kids?
Yeah.
And now I'm like, that's all I want to do.
Yeah.
Like, these are the people I want to spend my time with.
Yeah.
So I don't know what else.
No, that's really sweet. I love that. When you look at your life, what would you say is like one of the, like, biggest highlights of it? Like, the greatest success, the most memorable moment of your life? Like, oh, what would you say that one of those moments are?
Trying to think. I feel like there's so many. It's hard to choose from. I don't know. That's because I have like two main ones. So I'll just do little snippets of both.
Do it.
So the first one was my first year at camp. I went in, this was like maybe 2 years ago. I went in, my mom was like, you realize there's going to be like a religious part of it? And I was like, yeah, I'll just deal with it, get through the week. And that week was like life changing. Because before, like, I knew of God, but now after that, I knew God. Mm-hmm. And that May, so like almost a year after, I ended up getting baptized. Wow. And that was insane. And I guess another part was, I guess after everything I've been through, like, you know, how everything with my dad, like, I haven't always had the greatest relationship with him, and I guess I would say I still don't, but when he moved, I was like, well, like, there's nothing I can do about it, but it's brought me so many experiences. Mm. Like, I've gone to LA, I've gone, like, to so many different places. Yeah. And when we were in LA earlier this year, like, we went right after camp. It was, like, me and my sister actually prayed over a homeless person. That was the most crazy experience of my entire life.
Wait, tell me about it. I haven't heard about it yet.
So, basically, we were outside of a hotel, and we were packing up. We were going to give him our Kit Kat bar, because none of us wanted it. And then I was like, I need to pray for this person. Mm. And I was like, and my sister isn't really in touch with her faith anymore, and it, like, that kind of low-key kind of breaks my heart, but, and she was like, I'll pray for him with you.
Oh, wow.
And that itself was insane.
Yeah.
And so we just prayed over him, and then he gave us a hug, and he was like, that's the first time someone's ever done that for me.
Wow. That's really powerful.
I know. That's it was really crazy. Powerful.
It speaks, too, to, like, the life when we live it, knowing that other people are watching.
Yeah.
You know? It's like, what would have happened if we would have stayed in, like, the bitterness and resentment towards your junior high years, or, like, bitterness and resentment towards your dad, or bitterness and resentment towards your sister, and, like, not doing stuff with her through those types of things. But instead, it was the invitation of, like, hey, I have the conviction that, like, God is good, and that God wants to pursue all people everywhere, all of the time. Mm. And so, like, the invitation that has to invite someone into your walk with God, I think is really, really powerful, especially when it's, like, family, when it's siblings, and we get to, like, watch them, like, grow and watch their valleys and watch their mountains and all of those types of things.
Oh, yeah. This was also 2 years ago, not this summer. Make that very clear.
Yeah.
It was after Grace Adventures, not after YFC, but...
Yeah. That's really sweet, though. What's one of the coolest invitations that someone has given to you?
So we were at the Claim Your Campus rally thingamajig. Forgot the exact words of what that's called.
The gathering.
Yeah, the gathering. And it was at my home church, so I was like, cool, this is going to be awesome. And then the lead pastor's wife, Ariana, love her. She's a sweetie pie. It was right after Gratitude played. And she just came over and prayed over me. And I just, like, felt like, I don't know how to explain it. It was chills almost. It was like everything was just, it felt almost wiped away. And I'm like, how can someone do that? So that was really cool. And I need to get back in touch with her because I have not talked to her since. I have been going to church, but I have not talked to her since.
Yeah, that's really powerful. It's really powerful. So you are going to be a junior at Jenison High School.
That's crazy. Crazy.
Upperclassman life. When you think about the next 2 years as an upperclassman, when you think about this theme of gratitude, when you think about this theme of inviting people into your faith, when you think about those types of things, what would you say is the legacy that you want to leave here? Jennison, your community, the people you know, the people you love.
I guess I want people to know, like, how much I've put into, I guess, the community, because I'll be in my fourth year of coaching junior high swim. That's, like, crazy to say out loud. But now I'm going to school with some of these kids. Like, I literally saw them at a Campus Life event yesterday, and that was just... nuts. I was like, whoa. But I guess, like, a lot of people have viewed that in just the way I interact with them, but I'm just hoping that they'll remember, like, how much I've poured into them.
Yeah.
I guess.
That's sweet. This last year, we went to YFC camp together.
Yeah.
Today. and we had a lot of fun, obviously.
Yeah.
And maybe got some swimmer's itch along the way.
The dots are still on my leg. There are visible dots still on my leg.
Okay. And so without the swimmer's itch being involved, I just remember some really cool conversations that we got to have at camp. What would you say was one of the most marking moments that has kind of shifted your perspective on, like, wanting to pour into your community and wanting to leave that type of, like, impact on students? And I feel like kind of what happened at camp kind of changed that a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So tell us a little bit about that.
So I'll mention my friend Kaya. Love her. At the start of the week, she wasn't really in touch with her faith. She was like, let's just go to camp, have fun. And then last night she was like, I want to get baptized. And that, I've never had someone just tell me that, like, I want to get baptized. Like, that's never happened to me before. And I also saw her make a lot of progress at camp. And, like, I saw her give her life to Jesus.
Yeah.
And I'm like, because I just, like, I've never seen, like, the whole shebang.
Process,
yeah. I've only seen little snippets before. So the fact that I got to see the whole process was really cool. And hopefully I'll get to see that baptism happen.
Yeah.
She said I could come, depending on the schedule.
Yeah.
So, yeah, just see, seeing the whole process was insane.
Yeah, so what I hear you saying is, like, being able to watch someone far from God be introduced to what his presence is, hear the gospel, be invited into a relationship with Jesus, take that, and then actually see life change happen.
Yeah.
So much so that they're like, yeah, whatever next steps I can do to, like, grow in my faith, like, I want to do those.
Yeah.
How does seeing that happen, how does that change who Taylor is and how she pours into Jennison?
I guess just, like, again, that shows, like, the impact, because, again, at the start of the week, I didn't talk to her. I was like, I talked to her on the bus, maybe. But at the end of the week, we were crying in a corner together. And last night, I'm pretty sure I shed a tear or two when she was talking to me, just seeing, like, how much progress she's made. And I'm hoping I can, like, help people with that, too. Just help people in their relationship with Christ, because it's a pretty cool thing.
Yeah, that's really sweet. At the end of each of these podcasts, we try to write a letter to someone who has deeply impacted our lives, someone we want to say thank you to, so that silent gratitude isn't something that would be expressed about us with those relationships. Would you explain the person, I mean, you wrote to, so people, that you wrote your letters to?
Okay, so I'll explain the first person. My dear friend Grace Malik, love her. We met during yearbook club my freshman year. She was a senior. I was scared of her. I didn't want to talk to her. She started talking to me, and I was like, okay, this is my best friend for life. And I got to see her graduate. I got to see her go through a meniscus transplant, get a complete shoulder reconstruction, all that lovely medical jazz. I've also got to see her, like, grow in her faith, because, like, some of the things she shared with me, she was like, even when there was no point in believing in him, I still did.
Wow.
And, like, he didn't give up on me.
Yeah.
And that's, like, crazy because I saw her, like, go from point A.
Yeah.
To, I don't know, like, whatever point you want to call that.
Yeah.
Like, just seeing all the adversity she's been through and seeing how he's transformed.
Yeah, that's really sweet.
And then the second person is Sarah from Grace Adventures. I met her during my service week last year. And I know that, like, she's going through a lot right now, but the fact that she was still, like, through all adversity and trials, like, she's never failed to lift me up, even through those 2 a.m. text conversations. I don't know, just, like, because, yeah, I met her last summer, and by the winter, I was, like, crying.
Yeah.
Because I was like, I don't know how to express to you, like,
yeah,
how thankful I am. And then here I am sitting here with a paragraph in front of me.
Yeah.
About to share, like, just how thankful I am.
That's really sweet.
Oh, will I start now?
You can now. Okay. You can read both of them. Yep.
Yeah, I'll start with Sarah. So this is what I wrote. It was at midnight last night, so can't guarantee all the grammar is correct. But I said, there aren't enough words to explain my gratitude and thankfulness to you. Through adversity and trials, you never fail to lift me up and show them that there's always a reason to stay. From listening to me rant about anything from boys to friends to everything, I'm truly and forever grateful for you. I've had low expectations when going to Grace Adventures, and I was only going for the quote-unquote camp part of it. Now I'm going because it's truly a place I enjoy, because people like you have worked tirelessly night and day to make it what it is. I thank God every day for you. I view you as a mentor, a friend, and a sister. Like I've told you many times, God had us cross paths for a reason. I'm thrilled that I met you when I did. I pray that he leads you in a path that is planned. There's not a day that goes by where I'm not thankful for you. Your guidance has been a blessing, and I love that I have someone who will be honest with me and give me the tough, loving advice that even if I don't want to hear. You've helped me in more ways than I ever could put in words, and I wish there was a way to show you how immensely grateful I am for your support and mentorship. I know there are so many things that you're going through right now, but I hope you can find joy knowing I'm only one text and phone call away. Thank you for keeping me on track, but most importantly, not letting me get lost in life's roundabouts. Behind every successful person, there's a mentor who believes in them first. Thank you for being that person. I'll forever and always be thankful for you.
So. Beautiful.
Now, am I good to share this one about Grace?
For sure.
This one's a long one.
It's okay.
I've tried to say thank you so many times, but can never find the right word. So here's my attempt at it. It's a rare occurrence in life you find someone who truly understands you not only show me how to be a better person, but how to excel at anything I put my mind to, even the unrealistic. You helped me find what life's worth when I thought my worth was nothing. You've taught me how to be resilient, even in the hardest of times. You've helped me find my spark and passion for life. You're so amazing in so many different ways, words than I can describe. You're not only kind and beautiful, but one of the most forgiving and caring people I've ever met. There's not a single soul like you. You're worth not only every penny on the earth, but every gem. You've helped me from the battles of freshman year to the journey of Billy Bear applications. We've had quite the conversations, but what I love is our conversations always end up in thanking God for putting us through that and talking about his glory. You shared me a while back some of the things from your past, and the things that stood out to me was he didn't give up on me, or my faith's been tested so much and I'm just continuously having hope and faith even when it made no sense was exactly what made me into what I am today, and that's exactly it. You've been through more than anyone should be in life, but the fact that you still have faith in him, and even if it was low, you still believed in him. You also showed me how, in reality, you shouldn't be here today. But look at all the things you've done. You've graduated high school, gotten a full ride to Aquinas, gotten recognized by major sports teams for your photography, gotten your dream job, and most importantly, been my rock when I didn't know I needed you. As I've told people, you're a true blessing from the Lord. I hate the fact that we're both growing up and soon enough we'll be graduating college and moving on to bigger and better things. Some of the advice I'll give you as you move into these next steps in life is when in doubt, pray about it. The rest of your life is in God's hands, and he'll steer you into whatever is designed for you to do. It's been my greatest pleasure seeing you excel, and I can't wait for all our drives, Billy Bear, and crazy shenanigans of senior year.
I love that. Well, Taylor, just so you know, I'm deeply grateful for the friendship that we've been able to foster over the last few years. Mm-hmm. I think that it's been the sovereignty of God, watching him weave our paths together, from relationships with your sister, yeah, to relationship with you, to all of the things in between. And I'm, as I look back on our friendship and being able to walk together. Mm-hmm. I've noticed some really key things about you, that you are someone who deeply cares for the people that you're around. Mm-hmm. You're persistent and you're consistent. There's never a time where a friend will ever feel not pursued by you in friendship. You're someone who is always ready to sacrifice things that you value for the well-being of someone else. I think that's something that many people, especially high schoolers, don't have. And so I think it's a really huge thing to say that as I look across your life, I see the consistency in friendships. Even when people have continuously like hurt you and done different things against you, you still love really sacrificially. And I think that's a testimony to the power of the gospel and what mm-hmm. it's done in your life and what yeah. Jesus has really done. I think you have a full understanding that Jesus on the cross actually sacrificed everything for us mm-hmm. so that you can sacrifice so many things for other people yeah. as well. And so I'm excited to see the impact that you have on middle schoolers, the impact that you're going to have inside of your high school classrooms this next year, the impact that you're going to have as you pray and continue to invite people into your faith. Mm-hmm. And I'm just really grateful for the leader that you've become inside of our community, inside of our friend group, and inside of our school.
Yeah, I'm excited. Hopefully AP Cup goes well. A little bit worried about that one.
Any parting words to the people?
Not really. I don't know.
The infamous last words of Taylor. Not really. Okay, deuces, everyone.
Deuces. That's why I